Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1. Listen back on the RT Radio Player app.
More than 20 rivers have burst their banks in Italy, leaving 14 people dead and forcing 13,000 people from their homes after 6 months' rainfall fell in a day and a half. Almost every river flooded between the northeast coast at Rimini and the city of Bologna, 115 kilometres away. I'm joined on the line now by Nick Squires of The Telegraph, who's in Rome. Good evening to you, Nick. What a disaster.
Yes, indeed. These two regions of Italy, Emilia-Romagna and the Marche, have been hit really hard, as you say. We're being told that there's been about 280 landslides in the last couple of days. There's been 40 towns flooded, 27,000 people without electricity, and some tragic stories emerging of the people who've died. A couple in their 70s who were farmers. We understand that they were found dead in their apartment, their flooded apartment. They may have been electrocuted while trying to move a fridge. Also, another very sad story about a lady who of 60 who went out during the storms to check on her beloved donkey, her pet donkey, and she was swept away by the floodwaters, and her body was found 12 miles away downstream. So some pretty tragic stories emerging.
And this is still unfolding, the devastation.
Well, it is. I mean, the bad weather has abated somewhat. The torrential rain has eased. So I think we're probably getting into a bit of a sort of cleanup and recovery phase. The footage we're seeing from Coast Guard and Army helicopters shows vast swathes of this part of Italy underwater. And the National Farmers Association saying that many orchards and farms are underwater. And the governor of Emilia-Romagna, one of those two regions, saying that the damage is going to run into billions of euros, he says.
My God. And are people happy so far, Nick, with the rescue and civil response to all of this?
I think so far. I mean, in my experience, Italy is very good at emergency response. They've got incredibly competent emergency response agencies and the army and the Coast Guard. I think where Italy often falls down is in the longer term aid and assistance. And there'll be no doubt many, many promises in the next couple of days from provincial, regional, national governments about cleanup and restoration of services and rebuilding. Whether those promises are honoured in the years to come remains to be seen.
Yeah, and I know it's the least of people's worries, given that there are 14 people dead and 30,000 people displaced from their homes. But events like the Grand Prix cancelled and uncertainty about the Bruce Springsteen concert as well. So there's an awful lot of upheaval. But look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Nick Squires, Rome correspondent with The Telegraph. Thank you.